4 inches of snow completely covered the streets of Depot Town in Ypsilanti, but underneath that blanket of snow is a story that will soon be unveiled to the public.
We are standing pretty close to the intersection of the railroad tracks and East Cross Street.
That's where I met City of Ypsilanti planner Bonnie Westler on a snowy and cold February morning. She's helping to launch the Black Ypsilanti signage project. Between 8 and 10 permanent signs will be installed around the city to showcase the local African-American history.
This was chosen as the location for our Civil War sign, mainly because some noted abolitionists, Sojourner Truth and others, actually came to Ypsilanti in December of 1863 to encourage local Black and African-American people to join the Civil War effort.
The exact location of where the sign will be placed is still being decided. But as we take a few steps closer to the train tracks, Westler continues to explain why this area is important.
This building just across the tracks from where we're standing, that's brick, you can see two chimneys and sort of a parapet. That's the former Ypsilanti train depot. So that's where people boarded and deboarded. It used to be actually much grander before a train accident.
Local artist Jermaine Dickerson has joined us. Standing in 10-degree weather, he recaps his goal for designing 5 of the signs for the project. It includes the Civil War sign that depicts Black soldiers fighting while a white soldier holds an American flag. This, like the others, will measure 2 by 3 feet. Westler holds up the rendering as Dickerson explains.
Essentially, we wanted to figure out a way to tie in Pan-Africanism or Afrocentric themes, so starting with the colors like black and gold, while also creating a text that was bold, a logo that reflects the mission of the project, which is all about inclusivity of the Ypsilanti's Black culture, its Black history.
The low temperatures have created an empty feel to Depot Town today, but William Griffin, who is shoveling snow across the street outside of Sidetrack Bar and Grill, breaks the silence. I ask him what he thinks of the new signs that will go up in April.
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, we put up signs for everything else. There's a lot of history right here. That's the old Civil War hospital right there.
Griffin refers to the Thompson Block building near the train tracks. Destination Ann Arbor provided the City of Ypsilanti with a $10,000 grant for the project, but after realizing that more funds were needed to pay for historians and designers, Eastern Michigan University stepped in. With the help of the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development, another $10,000 in grants were awarded. Decky Alexander is the Director of Academic Engagement Programs at Eastern.
Eastern believes in its responsibility to be not just a regional partner, but a real local collaborative partner in projects large and small.
One sign is earmarked for the EMU campus near College Park and West Forest Avenue. It will honor Black student protests held on campus during the last 50 years, including a protest in 1969 when students staged a sit-in at Pierce Hall, and later in 1970 when protests throughout campus led to over 150 arrests over 8 days. Rashid Outwater is a historian for the Black Ypsilanti Signage Project and a student at Eastern. He says the issues students have been fighting for have been the same for decades.
Lack of seeing themselves on campus, lack of Black faculty, lack of Black studies, lack of Black resources for funding for college.
The Park Ridge Affordable Housing Community Center, the South Adams neighborhood, and the First Ward Schoolhouse, which served as the first school to educate Ypsilanti's Black children in 1864, will also get signs. Still standing near the train tracks in Depot Town, city planner Bonnie Westler says you can't speak about Ypsilanti's history without including the African-American community.
During slavery, we had quite a few people come up to Ypsilanti during slavery. We had another wave of African Americans actually come down from Canada after the Civil War and after abolition. We had the 1920s was basically a white population boom. I think that coincided with Eastern Michigan expanding. In the 1940s, we had the population boom again, both Black and white, people coming up from the South in order to work in the factories, also some post-war expansion. And in the 1970s, with the introduction of the GI Bill, we actually had a huge student expansion, too.
Some of the other sites that are being considered for signs include the Brown Chapel AME Church on South Adams Street and stops along the Underground Railroad. Once the project is completed, those interested in visiting the different sites will be able to access a digital map for a tour. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.